Okay. I have a buddy. When I say buddy, I mean a stuffy. A stuffy is a adult way to say stuffed animal. Henry is my oldest buddy that I've had. I most recently had to send him to the stuffed animal hospital because at one point I looked at him and I was like, how did Henry become looking like Nana? You know, like he was just falling apart and just, you know, sits quietly in a room in the corner by himself, just trying not to, you know, cause a scene, but obviously knows a lot of what I went through as a kid. Yeah, it was kind of tough. I mean, he is kind of beaten up. Like, I mean, you could, when you see him, like, it's just, he lives in a onesie that a family member knitted for him. I don't know why. It's just, he lives in it. He's got like a beanie. And no matter what, if it's like summer or winter, he's always in this thing. It's almost like an old school swimsuit, you know, back when it wasn't cool. And he's just rocking it out because he's just an old dog. And yeah, Henry is a dog. I can't describe what he looks like, but he's, I did a little research on him. So this is how morbid it got. I got to a point where I even thought about just buying one on eBay just to replace Henry on how beat up he is, but I couldn't do it. You know, there was, and I feel a little conflicted. You know, it's almost like when you see a pet owner have introduced another pet into the house, like a dog. There's a younger dog because obviously that older dog knows it's going to get phased out. That's Henry. You know, I think Henry would just sense it. So I couldn't do it. And I have to tell you, it's very expensive. I had no idea that Henry, if I actually had him in better condition, that he'd be worth $150 to $250. But yeah, so I don't know what happened with him. Obviously, he's been stitched up a lot. His nose is falling apart. His eyeballs are scratchy. He's having arthritis in his legs and stuff. But so in this onesie, I just removed it to wash it because it's been years since he's had a wash. Not that he gets really sweaty or goes outside much, but I did that and I saw that his skin just, it's like he got into a fight with Wolverine. You know, I have no idea when this happened. His stuffing is coming out, and which is that to tell you, it's like sponge. Okay, so Henry, what is Henry? Henry is, I feel like he's almost like a knockoff off Snoopy. You know, it's like this dog that just stands upright and just looks. I can't tell if he's a beagle or what he is, but he's obviously a very mango colored beagle. Maybe a golden retriever. I have no idea what he is, but he's Henry, you know. So I sent an email to this place that I found. I just happened to come across it. I freaked out. I said, there's got to be a stuffy doctor, you know. Where I used to live, there was this shop that had doilies in the windows, and it looked very creepy. It's mostly a doll store that's never open. And I couldn't send Henry there just because I think he'd get creeped out, because I was even creeped out. You know, I don't know what these people are. I have no idea what they do for a living. I don't know how they keep their store in business. There's got to be people like me that's just wondering about what do we do with our stuffies that are just on that. That's one step closer, has one step in the garbage can, you know. But I said no to that. But I did find this person on Tumblr that I actually trusted a little bit more. Complete stranger. I have no idea who this person is. But I do recall seeing this a while ago. I was like, you know, if push comes to shove and Henry is on the way out, I'm going to have to I'll think about it, you know. So I sent her a couple pictures, and she goes, yeah, so this is the price range. And I could do this, but it's a 2 month wait. You know, there's a lot of beds for other stuffies. I was like, oh my God, she must be an introvert because she's speaking my language. So I said, I'll take it. Then we're trying to book out an appointment. And she goes, there's no contact. You know, we do no contact delivery. I was like, holy shit, she is an introvert. This is right up my alley. This is her email back. Thank you for inquiring to my hospital regarding your Henry style dog. I'm sorry he's not feeling well. Usually the treatment for the type of aging of fabric he has is partial or whole recovering. If his only injuries are to the backside, I would recommend recovering the back of his torso, his neck, yada yada. So this is, she goes, alternatively, we could fully recover his backside, head or torso, arms and legs, which is $170 and takes about 5 weeks. Or we could fully recover his body, leaving his head as is, which is $250 and takes 6 to 7 weeks, or could fully recover everything, that is gold, leaving his ears and tail if he has one as is. This is $300 and takes about 2 months. I've attached a photo, similar patient who has fully recovered, including his ears. If you would like his ears recovered as well, $325 and about 2 months. I do not recommend cleaning your dog, but if you are other areas of concern, please let me know and I can revise the treatment proposal. Yeah, so I thought it was a little bit weird that she would keep just the head, you know, and the whole body's completely new, which I have no idea how she's going to do this, you know, like obviously she's going to have to fabric match it, and it's just going to be weird having Henry's head, you know, as is, and a brand new body. I'm pretty sure that's probably what Ted Williams was kind of expecting with his Cairo or when he had the floating head thing. I have no idea what you call it, but I couldn't do it to Henry. I couldn't Ted Williams him. So I elected for the cheaper one, which I kind of feel like that's kind of what I needed. But man, you know, I can say that I can almost say that I learned to sew just by working on Henry, you know, just stitching him up, and obviously she's gonna have to fix all that shit that I tried to repair him with. Super sad. But then the what got me was she goes, "What's the name of your dog?" And I was like, "It's Henry." I had no idea that this was a Henry style dog because he had like a badge on his chest that says Henry, so that's why we always called him Henry. I had no idea that there was any other name, you know. I just but it's gotta be weird, right? Just I'm pretty sure that they're all called Henrys, but so I could not put them in a box and send them there because it's almost like sending your best friend away in a box. And I made sure that she was local enough that it's within 2 hours of driving. So I drove and I went to this place, no contact, right? Leave at the front door, you leave. You back away like it's you know, radioactive, just so but it was hard. I drove to the place and I had a hard time. A super hard time with getting out of the car. I sat with them. I was like, we don't have to do this, Henry. You know, we could keep you as is. I could probably duct tape some of those parts that's falling apart, and you're still going to be with me. You know, I'm not going to put you in the hands of a stranger. Obviously paid for it. She wanted money up front. But I almost cried. I know it sounds really, really weird, but when you have something that means that much to you, and you know what, Henry, I haven't had him my whole life. You know, I didn't. I tried to grow up like Christopher Robin, you know, I tried to leave, but somehow Henry always found his way back to me, and he's been through a lot. I try to, you know, leave him at my parents' place, then when there was talks of my parents moving, I asked my sister-in-law to grab Henry for me because I didn't want to go into my parents' house and be like, hey, I need my Henry back. Because so from what I heard, he was just kept in a closet, you know, kind of like where we keep our nanas, and I put Henry in a paper bag and I got Henry. And I told him that I'll never leave him again. You know, it's just unless you need to get stitched up from a stranger. Okay, honest question. How much road rage is too much road rage for a person that they might have to be admitted to RAAA, Road Rage Anonymous, and Alcoholics? I don't know what the other A would be. I'm just trying to make a point where I feel like the quota should be 4. I think that's the maximum that you can go through in a year. And you still don't qualify for RAAA or just wrong. That's what we're going to call it. Just wrong. So, I do feel like, the Priuses, they kind of outdid us. You know, I do feel like the moment they drive off their driveway, they hit their quota, you know, every trip, every day. So, they're pretty much uninsurable for AAA. They might have to try somebody like Progressive or the General. You know, I think those are the people that would insure them because, they go, you know, you're in the thousands now. It's no longer funny. I think, we're going to have to put you in the Prius bracket. There are other cars like, electric cars like Teslas. I just feel like that they have the hold my beer button, you know, it's the button where they gas it and they go. It's almost like cheating, you know. Let's just say it this way. Okay, so I have two cars because of road rage. You know, I feel like that, well, it's one of the reasons. I feel like this is, you know, my biggest fear is when you get into it. A lot of times when I do get into it, I don't really think of the possibilities of them following me home, because it's very, very possible. And a lot of times that happens where I live now. I get into it quite a bit. I'm not saying that I do it a lot, but I'm just seeing the scenarios. So road rage, there's only two ways about it, right? There's the way where you feel like you get vindicated and you feel like I won, in a situation that you get justified because you're ahead of the guy or you got the lane or you know, whatever happens. And the other side is just being a bitch, you know, like just feeling like a bitch, and just having it eat at you for months. You know, that's me. So that's why I have two cars. One of them is just because, when it happens, sometimes you just have to put the car in the garage for months, you know. Like my friends would see me and they go, hey, how come you're not driving the hatch anymore? And I'd say like, I don't have a hatch. I don't even know what you're talking about. So I'll tell a story and, maybe it could be justified in some way. So, I'm a big honk your horn kind of guy. I know that you could get shot in Oakland for doing that, but it's just it's so much easier than just getting out of my car and tapping on your window. But a lot of the times, like if I get stuck behind a car and the light's green, it's very obvious that they're on their phone. Back in my day, it used to be just falling asleep, but because they invented cell phones, people don't fall asleep anymore. They just look down. They look down at, and they pretend to fall asleep. Or they just look down at their crotch because we know that's where the phone is. Or sometimes you could actually see the phone visible. So I don't know how to communicate because I'm not a communicative person. I tend to honk, you know, like, hey, the light's green, buddy. If you may not see it because there is no app that you're looking at that tells you that the light's green, I will help you. I will honk my horn. I'm not gonna lay it on, but I'm gonna do it in a way. I mean, honking your horn just is, it's just so passive aggressive. There's just, but it's invented. It's in your car. It's an instrument for you. You know, it's like it's a thing that if it was bad or illegal, they wouldn't have it on every single car. So, on this way, there's four lanes. Two go straight. There's one that goes onto the freeway. Then there's another one that goes onto the other freeway. If that makes any sense, it's like an on-ramp. So one goes south, one goes north. But they've gotten to a point where they just hate it how people sneak through all the way around, and it gets a little confusing sometimes because it is the 3 and 4 lane, it goes onto freeways that they built a nice strip, and on top of the strip, as you approach the exits or the on ramps, they have like those little what do you call it? Like sticks that stick up off the ground, like, you know, so it's like you get the duds if you it's just saying like, hey, don't come over because it's not going to be fun. You're going to get some white paint on your car. So this car, this white Saturn SUV, jumps from the number one lane into the number four lane just right in front of me. Which I have to say, I don't tailgate, but I don't have I leave you a car length and a half. So if you do merge into my lane, you're really like half a car length merging in front of me, which is not the best feeling. It makes me have to slam on my brakes because you're slamming on your brakes because there's a car in front of you, and there's a car behind you, and that's me. So I would tap my horn in a way to communicate, hey, I didn't appreciate that, you know. Here's the thing. A lot of the times I've been on the other side. When I hear that, sometimes I get slightly offended. You know, it's like, hey, why are you honking at me? Are you horny because you're just honking your horn? Or are you just doing it because I took advantage of you giving me that extra space? And thank you. I don't know how to communicate thank you by maybe a little like brake check. That's the only way I could tell you that it's a thank you. But so I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy, and these two lanes merge into one. So I go into the right lane and I get ahead of him. I get ahead of this car and I feel like I won. So it's almost like a tit for tat. It's like if you want to merge into this lane for the freeway because you missed your exit, or sorry, if you just want to jump the lane and not miss your exit, and I'm the victim of you doing this, and I think I should at least, if I had the opportunity, which I did, I will actually self-correct this situation and actually be in front of you. So that's what I did. Then this white Saturn SUV, I could see him. He jumps through the solid lines on the freeway to like block me so I can't merge onto the freeway because there's a car in front of me. So I'm pinched. And he paces me for a whole mile because that's the length
the next freeway, and I have the ego of like not trying to go around the car, and I can't get behind him because he's slowing down, and he's actually blocked me because he's very disappointed that I actually honked my horn and told him in a car automotive way that it's not the best. I wasn't too happy with you. So he wasn't happy with me because I wasn't happy with him. And he blocked me the whole entire way for a mile that I had to pretend like this is my exit. I'm going to take the next exit. So I win. But really, he won. And I felt so ashamed. And I felt, and it infuriated me because I'm pretending to win. I feel like Trump just, you know, pretending like the election wasn't, I didn't lose the election. You know, like this was my intent to actually pretend like I lost. But, it was sad. And here's the big kicker. When I got home, there was a white Saturn parked in front of our house because it's actually the neighbor's kid. And I always wondered if it was the neighbor's kid because, oh, sorry, he didn't park in front of our house. That's where he usually parks. But this day, I see the white Saturn that their son drives on their side of the house. So I'm just saying,